Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 16th. Lawmakers serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee heard a measure to repeal Colorado's death penalty on Wednesday. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Democrats have tried three times in the last decade to repeal the death penalty. Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman is the main sponsor of this year's measure, and even if it won't pass the Republican-controlled Senate, she says she wants to at least have the discussion. The proposal would impact cases for crimes committed after July 2017. Advocates say the death penalty is unfairly applied, ineffective, ethically wrong, and inconsistent. The issue largely falls along party lines with a few exceptions. Last year, one Republican joined with Democrats to defeat a bill that would have made it easier to impose the death penalty by not requiring a jury's unanimous consent. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
In a press release, the Colorado Department of Transportation said that law enforcement agencies were busy over Super Bowl weekend. While the Patriots defeated the Falcons to become Super Bowl champs in Houston, in Colorado, law officers arrested 273 impaired drivers as part of the Heat Is On campaign. From February 3rd to February 6th, CDOT, the Colorado State Patrol, and 95 other law agencies collaborated in the enforcement effort. The 273 arrests were 52 less than the 325 drunken driving busts made over Super Bowl weekend last year. The average DUI bust costs more than $13,500 after fines, legal fees, and increased insurance costs. Penalties increase for repeat offenders. The Heat Is On campaign returns on St. Patrick's Day for a 10-day period of enforcement. Last year, 355 drivers were arrested during that period. Lawmakers proposed a bill that would tie Colorado's 9 electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote in presidential elections. Eric Galatis has this story.
A Colorado Senate committee considers a bill today that would ensure all of Colorado's 9 votes in the Electoral College go to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote, even if that candidate did not win a majority of ballots cast in Colorado. Elizabeth Steele with Colorado Common Cause says states that tend to always vote red or blue are passed over by campaigns, and tying electoral votes to the popular vote would force candidates to reach out to all voters, not just those in swing states.
And it would ensure that the person who gets the most votes wins the election. So it will hopefully encourage people to go out and vote because their vote actually matters. Whereas today, that's not necessarily true.
Critics have called Senate Bill 99 a knee-jerk reaction to recent Republican victories. But in 2000, George W. Bush lost by just over 500,000 votes nationally. And in 2016, despite his claims to the contrary, Donald Trump lost by nearly 3 million votes. Both won the presidency by securing a majority of votes in the Electoral College. Steele argues the National Popular Vote Initiative is a bipartisan effort. It has the support of the Nonpartisan League of Women Voters since 2010, a group that has opposed the Electoral College since 1970. Steele adds, as a so-called purple state, Colorado has been in a position to swing elections, but that may not always be the case.
It's not just about what's the situation today with being a battleground state. It really is a question of what's the best reflection of democracy. One person, one vote in every state, and it counts for the presidency.
If Senate Bill 99 passes, Colorado would join 10 other states and the District of Columbia that have signed onto the National Popular Vote Agreement. The agreement can take effect only when it's enacted by enough states to collectively control a majority of the total number of electoral votes. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
A proposal to study whether it's viable to create passenger rail from southern Colorado to Fort Collins has cleared its first hurdle at the state legislature. Benta Berkland has more.
Senate Bill 153 would expand a commission that was set up to preserve the existing Amtrak Southwest Chief Line in southern Colorado. Now the state wants to consider Front Range Rail and extending that existing line. Democratic Senator Leroy Garcia of Pueblo is one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan bill.
Look, we've talked a lot about supporting rural communities in Colorado.
Garcia says the bill would do that and connect the urban core. Trinidad Mayor Phil Rico testified at the hearing that the measure would boost visitors to his town and ease the state's traffic congestion.
You know, there's going to be a huge expansion of population over the next several years from what I understand. And it's going to just crowd the I-25 corridor.
There were some concerns about whether something like this would be financially feasible, depending on how much money the state would have to chip in. The measure now heads to the Senate Finance Committee. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
In a press release, the Colorado State Forest Service said that the number of dead standing trees in Colorado is estimated at 834 million trees. That is a 30% increase of dead trees in the last 7 years. On average, that is one dead tree for every 14 standing trees. This trend of increasing tree mortality, which is most observable in spruce fir and lodgepole pine forests impacted by bark beetles, may result in forests conducive to large, intense wildfires. The Forest Service released its 2016 Report on the Health of Colorado's Forests and distributed it at the state capitol yesterday. Highlights from the report include the following observations. The decades-long mountain pine beetle epidemic in Colorado has resulted in 3.4 million acres with some degree of tree mortality. An ongoing spruce beetle epidemic has so far resulted in 1.7 million impacted acres. Approximately 80% of the state's population relies on forested watersheds for municipal water supplies, and risks ranging from severe wildfires and insect manifestations to long-term droughts are likely to be amplified in the future, as climate model projections predict statewide warming between 2.5 degrees and 6.5 degrees Fahrenheit by the year 2050. Copies of the 2016 report are available at all Forest Service District offices and at csfs.colostate.edu. And finally today, the Denver Post is reporting that a man was killed in a snowslide in remote, extreme northeast Garfield County on Tuesday afternoon, the first Colorado avalanche fatality this year. The avalanche occurred a few miles south of Vaughn Lake in the Flat Tops Wilderness area at about 12:15 p.m. First responders to the scene found the dead man and another man who was uninjured. Authorities say there have been conflicting reports about whether the people caught in the slide were skiing or snowmobiling. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.